Stardate FQZ4596.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. I'm Mike Moody, and this is a special bonus freeform episode of Star Trek Discovery Pod. With me is...
Grant Davis.
And that's it.
That's it. It's just us two.
Just us two.
Just us two lonely dudes on this ship floating out in space.
Listen, guys, you know Star Trek Picard is premiering on January 23rd. And we're a Star Trek podcast.
We're a Star Trek Discovery pod, I thought, Mike. I thought we only talk about Discovery.
We're talking about the entire, what I'm coining, the new golden age of Star Trek.
We are discovering new Star Trek shows. That's what we're doing.
We have no choice. There's going to be year-long Star Trek content. We have to talk about it. Discovery was such a critical and ratings and fan success. They said, we're going to go all in. We're going to do more Star Trek. We're going to have Star Trek Picard. We're going to do the
animated one, right?
The animated show Lower Decks. There might even be a Discovery spinoff with Georgiou. We're going to dive into it all.
This is interesting. It's quite a gamble, I think, on their part, because my understanding is there's not much of an audience for Star Trek.
No, there's not, you know,
what are they gonna do
here? A multi-generational audience for this brand at all. No.
So I guess what you're saying is we're back.
We are back.
Oh, man. And not only are we back, we got some new things in store for you guys.
Right.
Because in the off season between Star Trek season, what was that, three? Or is that two? Is that
the Star Trek Discovery season two.
Season two. Yeah. It was just two seasons.
Three drops later this year.
In the interim, we have beefed up our little studio here in Austin, Texas, Permanent Record Studios. PermanentRCRD.com, and we are going to be doing live streaming.
Live video streaming.
Live video streaming.
Yeah.
We've already been doing these quick reaction episodes where we will record our podcast and then release it the same night that the episode comes out. But we're taking it up a notch because we're going to be doing a live YouTube, I believe.
YouTube, maybe to Facebook and Periscope, but definitely we will be doing YouTube live every Thursday. Well, Picard is supposed to premiere on the 23rd, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
Which tells me that the show will probably come out on Thursdays every week.
That would be a good safe assumption at this point.
I would hope so. Yeah. So, we're going to jump on the mics and turn on the cameras and be on YouTube live, recording the podcast live on YouTube every Thursday night.
So if we make mistakes,
you're going to see it
between Klingons and Vulcans, whichever's which, you guys can call us out on it. I know
bleary-eyed.
That
bleary-eyed.
See, the thing is, like, YouTube is usually well known for being a pretty gentle and forgiving platform, but
that's why we're there.
You guys could be that rare gem of a trollish jerk who wants to call me out every time I mess up. I'm sorry, guys.
Listen, we know our listeners are, and this is with all sincerity, are very supportive and sweet. And I think we'll be okay on YouTube. I think we'll be good.
It's going to be fun because they'll be able to join in the live chat.
Yes. You can drop in your commentary on Picard, on the podcast, in the live chat while we're going. And we'll look at the chat and we'll respond live on YouTube.
If it's a good comment.
I mean, if you don't suck.
Let's be honest.
Typically what we do is we've been reviewing every episode of Star Trek Discovery. We're going to do the same thing for Picard. This time we're going to do, of course, we'll be dropping audio on the podcast feed, which will come out the day after Picard airs on CBS All Access. But you can watch us live on YouTube. And we're going to try and beef up that YouTube channel. We'll have maybe some bonus content on there. We'll definitely have bonus content on our Patreon page, patreon.com/StarTrekPod. And you can find all this stuff. You can find a link to our YouTube page, our YouTube Live, everything at StarTrekPod.co. I know if you've listened to this podcast before, it was StarTrekPod.com. But the Romulans came in and scooped up StarTrekPod.com away from us.
What are you going to do? They're Romulans.
What are you going to do? I mean, we can't cross the neutral zone. So it's going to be StarTrekPod.co. And Grant will be here. I'll be here. Clyde will be back. Mariah will be back. And you'll be able to see our studio and see how we are live and see what kind of Star Trek shenanigans we get up to on YouTube.
I'm going to dress up like a tribble for every episode.
Right. Hey, do we want to talk about, or do we want to announce our Patreon goal?
we can
put the brakes on that.
I don't know what we set as it. Like, what's our limit? What is the goal?
Okay. Well, let me look at how many patrons we have now.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
This is interesting.
All right.
Because we do want you guys, you can look it up while I say this. Like, we do want your support and we want you guys to get hype for this. We are all in on Star Trek about discussing all of this, and we want you guys to join in, not just support us, but engage with us, like promote this show, promote the discussion that we're going to have. Be a part of our squad. Be part of our Patreon. What are we calling them? Our Potters? Our Star Trek Potters? I don't remember what we were calling them.
I don't think we called them anything. Right. I mean, I don't want to call them Trekkers because that's just a general term for Trek fans.
You're our Tribbles.
Hey, I like that.
Our little Tribbles.
Little Tribbles.
Tribble Army.
Yeah, exactly. That is great because we want our audience to grow.
Uh-huh.
Like Tribbles. So yeah, Tribbles.
Yes. Okay. So what are we at?
Let's see. We have about 30 patrons.
Okay. And our goal is to get to 100 before...
Let's get to 100 by the middle of the Picard season.
And if we do that...
The middle of Picard season, I believe it's 10 episodes. So
I have to shave my head.
By the end of episode 5, Grant is going to...
I'm going to Picard my head.
He's going to Picard his head.
I have not mentioned this to my wife. I don't think she'll be okay with it.
Okay, should we cut this out?
I'm skeptical we'll even get to 100. Okay. So, well, challenge is on you guys.
Okay, so it's very specific. If we get to 100 patrons by the end of the 5th episode airing of Star Trek Picard, and that 100 patrons continues for the next couple weeks.
Stick with us.
If you stick
with
us.
We'll do a live feed of me just shaving and bicking my head.
I think that's a great idea.
Ah, these luscious locks I have here. Oh, no.
Yeah.
My head will be...
I don't want you to be alone with this, so we'll get Clyde to shave his head, too.
Okay, deal. Wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde has no hair. I'm just afraid, like... I remember this Shel Silverstein book where the guy shaves his head because he has wavy hair, and turns out he had a wavy head. I'm like, I don't know what my head's going to look like under
here. Listen, you have male pattern baldness happening already, and...
And what if it doesn't come back?
I can see your head. It looks pretty normal shaped, I'd say.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll look good.
Or I'll have to wait it out if I don't. Wear lots of hats.
We'll see. Maybe we'll just get Clyde to do it.
Yeah.
So, if you're not familiar with our podcast, it's a roundtable show, and we all have varying familiarity with Star Trek. We have Clyde, who is a super fan.
Like, reads the books and stuff.
Reads the novels. Me, who I love everything Star Trek, but I don't really go into the ancillary material. I stick to the movies and shows.
You're a big DS9 fan.
I love DS9, yeah. DS9 is my favorite. In terms of movies, Star Trek First Contact is my favorite, and Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan. Mariah is a big Voyager fan.
Mm-hmm.
None of us really love Enterprise.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, and Grant doesn't know shit about Star Trek.
I do not. I know Discovery. That's
right.
That was my first introduction, really, aside from like the J.J. Abrams movies, which I've been informed that's not really what Trek is.
The first one is.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one's really good. And actually, the third one pleased a lot of Trek fans.
Oh, I did not like that.
Really?
But I'm super excited for the fourth one because it's Noah Hawley.
Oh, that's right.
Who does Fargo and Legion.
Legion.
Man, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Well, he's great.
He is great.
I love him.
What about Tarantino? That's never going to happen.
No, I thought that already got squashed.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he was on the Ringer the other day, a Ringer podcast, and was like, oh, I haven't even talked to Paramount about that ever.
Yeah.
So it's not going to happen.
It was just going to be women's feet and tribbles, I think. The whole episode in blood.
Yeah. That'll appeal to a very niche audience.
Yeah. No thanks.
No thanks.
Maybe.
Okay. So... Grant, you've been taking over our social media and doing a great job. We also have Karen, who's helping us run our Twitter.
Karen's awesome.
One of our patrons. So thank you so much, Karen. Tell people where they can find us on the socials.
Yeah, if you go to Instagram, you can check out Star Trek Pod. You can also find us at Star Trek Pod over on Twitter, probably on Facebook as well. I think that's generally used more for like reposts from the other two.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys want to go ahead and get in contact with us through any of those platforms, that'll redirect to us. And we like the engagement with you guys. But mainly, I find our best social media platform is patreon.com/StarTrekPod. Go there and make a per, is it per month or per episode?
Right now it's per episode.
A per episode donation. So we put out an episode, you guys get charged. But if we don't put one out, you're not getting charged. It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. And if you donate at any level, you'll get access to bonus podcasts, maybe even bonus video podcasts. We're going to try and beef up our Patreon content this season. We have Mariah figuring out topics for us to discuss on Patreon. So that's going to be great. If you donate $2 per episode, you can get all that. And you can join us on our private Slack channel. And it's called Lorca's Menagerie because I named it in season one.
You named it like right after the first episode or the second one where
he's got that weird man cave with like a bunch of dead aliens in it and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's cool. I'm going to name our Slack channel after this really weird and gross place where the bad guy hangs out.
And it's stuck.
It's stuck. So it's Lorca's Menagerie. But you can join that for $2. We have most of our patrons, also a famous patron who is on that Slack channel, Anthony Rapp sometimes.
I didn't know you were going to say who it was.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we said it before.
It's Anthony Rapp.
It's Anthony Rapp. And yeah, we talk about Star Trek and post memes and shit there all the time. And it's fun. We also have a $5 per podcast episode tier.
What do they get for that?
Well, they get all the bonus stuff. They get the invite to the Slack channel. And we'll also play a phone or audio message from them on the podcast.
Oh,
we'll mail them a Star Trek Discovery Pod sticker. And if you donate $5, you can suggest a bonus podcast episode topic for us to record, and we'll record that.
Dang, that's a really high value.
It's pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys should do this. Go ahead and help support us, engage with the audience.
Oh.
And with us.
That reminds me. What do you know about Jean-Luc Picard?
Oh, man.
Have you seen any of the TNG episodes with Picard?
I don't know.
Or the movies? Because there were a couple movies with him that were pretty big back in the
day. Yeah, I feel like I must have seen one or two. There was one with like Eric Bana as a bad guy, I think.
No. That's Star Trek 2009.
Is it?
Yeah, that's with Chris Pine.
No, Eric Bana?
Yeah, he's a bad guy.
First Contact? Who was the bad guy in that?
The Borg.
Yeah, who's that dude? I don't know. I think I saw one of these Picard ones. I don't know if I've ever finished an episode of TNG,
mm-hmm.
but I've gotten the gist of his swagger. I know he's
and you like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, he's Patrick Stewart's great, but he seems like a gentleman who's really kind and rational about a lot of things. He's very considerate of bad guys' intent, and this is me guessing from what I've gathered of him. He doesn't seem to be impulsive in the way that Kirk was.
Right.
Where Kirk is like punch first, and Picard seems to be like, let's take a second, take a step back, and see this from their point of view and try and figure out why we might be in this conflict, which means that he's a better conflict resolution manager. Right? Am I off base on this?
No, you're pretty on target.
There's something about him and a series of lights, like three or four or five lights. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what this is.
Yeah.
But my guess was that he was kidnapped by someone and they were trying to force him to lie about how many lights he saw. And he's like, dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm a man of integrity. And they're trying to get him to compromise on his integrity.
Something
this is my
like,
guess.
Yeah. It was like a gaslighting or anti-gaslighting situation. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
So these are really the only things I know. Maybe Wesley Crusher is his kid or not?
No.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Picard has no kids. Picard hates kids. That's maybe one of his negative things. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, you're pretty on target with everything else. It's great.
He looks good in red.
Yeah.
And he likes tea.
Earl Grey hot.
Earl Grey hot.
I like that you made the differentiation between him and Kirk. Kirk definitely had big dick energy all throughout.
Mm.
Picard also has big dick energy, but it's different. It's a little more circumcised.
Smooth fucking.
Smooth fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad we went there.
Star Trek pod.co. Find us, subscribe.
And we will definitely be launching on the 23rd, live on YouTube. Go to StarTrekPod.co, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we might put out a another bonus pod before then. So definitely subscribe. And if you haven't already, leave us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes. I don't care if you listen on Spotify or wherever, but we need those iTunes reviews. That really helps us, helps our visibility on iTunes.
It boosts us. And if you know other people that are into Trek.
Or at Apple Podcasts, not iTunes.
Right. If you know other people that are into Trek, like, tell them. Tell them that this might be their cup of hot Earl Grey tea. Right?
That Eric Bana sips with Picard.
Yeah, Eric Bana and that one movie. With Picard. Right. And Spot the Cat and shit. Yeah.
Live long and prosper.